You are now tuned in live. Tuned in live to Step the Game Up Saturdays. Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Gonna come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You a kid.
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin.
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you better
step your game up.
You gotta definitely step your game up. It's your girl, Diva Ebony D, and you are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays on Diva Squad Radio. It's December the 8th, 2012. People are out stepping their game up today, shopping and doing a little Christmas shopping. So I want you guys to step your game up this year with some gifts that's going to be able to do your family members some justice. Get them things that they can use going into the next year and for the winter season. Our hot topic tonight that we're going to be talking about is going to be about making amends. This show is going to be all about stepping your game up and making amends with the people you have fell out with, or family members, personal or professional, that you have fell out with, whether it was this year or years before. But we're going to be really, really, really stepping games up today about making amends. I want to know who can really be a real Don and a real Diva and make amends with the people who have hurt them in the past, or even some of the people you have hurt. So call us up, 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. Let's go ahead and bring Jay Biggs in this thing right here. Jay, what's up, baby?
What's popping, yo? What's going on? You know what I'm saying? I'm all the way turned up. You know what I mean? I'm ready getting ready for this new year, you know, trying to hang some ornaments on some trees. You know what I mean? I got to feed my reindeer. Got a reindeer out back. I'm feeding them. I'm giving them some kibbles and bits. You know, but on a serious note, you know what I mean? I'm getting ready to just, you know, make amends with everybody, you know, just, you know what I mean? We say that, and we say that, and we take it in stride, but, like, seriously, you know, God is only going to be able to work for you at 100% when you go into situations and you don't have any grudges, you know what I mean? So that's
true.
That's what I'm trying to do.
I definitely can understand that. Let's get into some music real fast, and we're going to come back and get to the hotline. It's all about making amends, and I want you guys to step your game up today and text all your family, all your friends, and be like, yo, we making amends on Diva Spot Radio. I want to make amends with you. If it's anybody that you need to make amends with, somebody has did you wrong or you have done somebody wrong, call into this number. Get it off your chest. I'm serious, you guys. Get it off your chest, because if you don't, it's going to really be able to bring you down, and it will kill you slow. So let's go ahead and get into some music break, and we will be right back.
You are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays, Diva Mary Kay, showcasing nothing but successful independent businesses. Call us up at 347-850-1521 and step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you,
hey, step your game up.
What you looking at?
Step your game up.
What you waiting for?
Step your game up.
Go come on in the dust.
Step your game up.
Drop it to the floor and just
step your game up.
You a kid.
Step your game up.
Oh, you drink gin.
Step your game up.
Is that your friend?
Step your game up.
Nigga, you with you,
hey, step your game up.
You already know what it is. Jay Rue the Realist, South Central Unsigned Hype. Let's get it in. Step your game up Saturdays. Let's go. Yeah, you already know what it is. Okay, let's go. I'm Cheers. You already know what it is. Okay,
knuckle up.
Let's go.
Cheers.
You already know what it is.
Hustle
okay. Squad. I'm colder than a blizzard in winter in mid-December. Hit them with the verses and suddenly they remember. Better pour slow, they better stop looking, listen like they treated fella in the forest and no one yelled timber. Something missing from the equation. Taylor the villain added with Reaper equals space. A little drink for the occasion. My gentleman party, not to be played with. We bring the noise like a siren. Clear your girl bitching up quick like I'm fighting. And then I'm right back at it. Cooler in the spot than the other side of the moon. Dark time, like no lights in the attic. And I'll probably let my wife in this place if she'll have it. Until then I roll up like the blunt do. Cause my car's feng shui kicks like kung fu. Okay. Huh. Yes, I just returned from the mothership. No need for low jack, cause this whip be hovering. I started up and then I take off. Gas around and spitting in ciphers like I was Adolf. But Schindler couldn't list this. And what if I blink? Then brother, you gon' miss this. To the beam, mother got it. Cause that dude just stacked cheese and then pause. So I just save and clean heat. Sand in my toes from the waves of this beat. Sitting at the dock of the bay with a half pound of purple when I thought off it.
Sounds
better. Okay. 3,000 in this thing to us. Opposition trying to bring the flame to us. 0 degrees, we watch that flame combust. Turning the vapors and float away. It dust. Yeah, it's all sounds in the wind. Can you hear my potential arising again? Leaving, never to come back and contend. While the child stands alone in the back of the class. Gives me hands up, but nobody dare to answer. The problem that we're facing, body serious as cancer. Well, just leave it to me. I'll be the motion in the picture that they needed to see. I'll be the pollen full of flowers and the birds and the bees. I sow the seeds, grow the trees, so they sway in the breeze. And good grief, will I ever lie in ease in these streets? Open up the mind to you so we breathe. Listen to the songs of Elder Beasley. Cause all the rest is just a repeat.
This is a lyrical assassination. You people hating. Watching and waiting on the things that I'm debating. You on the front line so you know we turned up. Breaking indie tracks, taking off the slave cuffs. Track back to my boy Tay Black. My favorite baby daddy, he ain't taking no slack. He's the type of dude to say, please don't judge me for these lyrical ass whoopings we giving to you dummies. It's Diva. Let's go. Make them rain, baby.
No. Music.
Man, close the door, close the door. Yeah. I did a little something special for you, you know, show you how much I care for you. Yeah, I know I ain't have to do that, but I wanted to. A little something special for you, you know, show you how much I care for you. Yeah, I know, I ain't had to do that, but I wanted to. Hold up, let me get that. Hold on. Nah, don't move. Let me get a good. Hey, baby. Come here, close the door. Yeah. I did a little something special for you, you know, show you how much I care for you. Yeah, I know, I ain't had to do that, but I wanted to. Hold up, let me get that for you. Hold on. Nah, don't move. Let me get a good look at you. Now turn around, let me see the rest of you. Now that's my favorite part. Baby, it's your night. Like on your mind while I make it dead and then pour your wine. Treat you like my job, let me grind hard. I put in work, plus overtime. Let me rub your feet, your body shows. Got scented oils and hot aromas and candid lit. I handle it. You ain't gotta raise a hand to the man for closing in. Matter of fact, just close your eyes. Where we born, it's no surprise. I just hope that we both survive. I ran you back through bubbles. Wanna take your clothes off, get comfy in it. Stereo with army in it. Your body calling out, you want me in it, yeah. I see you dripping wet, got some clouds on it. I might have to drown just to put my mouth on it. I kiss you head to toe, everywhere from rust below. Put your legs on my shoulders, promise I won't let you go. This ain't sex no more, baby, this is dissipation. That's why your body pouring from all the anticipation. For every raindrop, I see a rainbow. So that's real love, I don't need a raincoat.
I'm feeling kinda horny. I know that you like it, so tell me how bad you want me, so I can make you rain. Oh, rain, oh, rain. Yeah, so I can make you rain. Rain, rain. I ain't letting nothing sit tomorrow morning.
And the climax, when I make you, I had to define it. I love making this IMAX, your backbone, your spine crack. It rains so much, you got a flood warning. Forecast say it's love storming. Rain is just like Washington. Before tonight, Southern California. I started out up under that. Ground floor on the back. I put you up in front of that. Then grab your waist while you're thunderclapping. My lightning strikes. Doing it till the sunrise. Roll around, cuddled up, exhausted, tongue tied.
Intelligent,
assassin, a lyrical assassin, dude, you know. Shout out to, shout out to Tay, man, because that little verse, I ain't never really heard Tay like that on Ed. So when I heard that, I was like, oh, yeah, he's a contender. Yeah, he's serious. You know what
yeah.
I mean? He can spit, he do his thing, he can spit. So, you know, shout out to my man, you know, that's my brother. You know what I mean? You my brother, man. So, you know, it's all good, man. I'm glad, you know, we could be a part of that mixtape, bro.
Hey, man, shout out to Baby Daddy number 3, you know what I'm saying? I'm Baby Daddy number 2, you know, Obama number 1, you know what I'm saying? He feed us all. Shout out to Obama.
Shout out to Obama.
All right. Yeah!
For sure, man. That's what's
hey,
up,
but,
man.
But making amends, you know what I'm saying? I've made my amends. It's just, you know what I'm saying, forgiveness is divine, but, you know what I'm saying, forgetting is hard. So, you know what I'm saying, whether it's most of the amends I've had to make are actually with my family. There's a lot of hate and debauchery or slash fuckery going on, and I had to cut a lot of family members loose. But, you know, I made my amends, but it's hard, especially when it's your family, because they supposed to be in your corner, you know what I'm saying? They supposed to, you know, shoot, you know, the gunfight with you. They supposed to circle the wagon, you know what I mean? And when they don't do that, they want to try to keep you from succeeding. It's hard to get that off your chest. But shout out to, you know what I'm saying, my family members, you know what I'm saying? But I can't roll with y'all all the time, maybe on the holidays, but not all the time.
Mm-hmm. Damn, I mean, at least you're keeping it real, though, you know. But, I mean, I feel you 100%, though, man, because I'm not even really that tight with my family. I got some family, you know, that I kick it with all the time, and they my peoples. But then I got some family, it's like, you know, well, you my family, you got my blood, but stay over there where you at. You know, don't bring that little drama over here with me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you going to bring me down, you know, and The key thing is, I mean, it's not about, you know, making amends for the people. It's about making amends for you, the person that has the issue or whatever. And you know, my thing is just keeping all that, you know, hate in your heart and everything. God is not going to reward you with the full amount of blessings that he has designated for you. Unless you let some of that stuff go, which does not mean that you gotta be around those people and you gotta associate and try to keep a connection to them and whatnot, because even your family, you know, could be influenced by Satan. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, I just want everybody to make amends so they can heal as a person, not for the people they gotta make amends with. You know what I mean? This is internal. We talking about internally, you know, getting yourself right, getting yourself together, going into 2013. You feel me?
Hey, that's real talk, and that's the reason why, you know, saying I got it all off my chest this month. So, you know, saying I'm going into 2013. Who's riding with me? We gonna hit the top. Those ain't riding with me, I'll send you a small check. You know, saying for giving me life and making sure I ate when I was a youngster.
That's dope, man. When we get on and we get popping, you know, and that we came to party, come on, don't be asking me for the money to make it rain with. That's all I got to say.
I wanted to touch on that when Goat was saying it's hard when it's family. I just think it's necessarily hard when your emotions are attached to that person, or if you care about that person, or if you want what's good for that person. I don't necessarily believe that it has to be family. It's just how much you care for that person and how much good or well you wish towards that person. But let's talk about when we're talking about making amends, because we can talk about making amends with family members, our mates, our coworkers, people that have hurt us in the past. But the thing is, when you connect your emotions or your feelings or your love to someone and they hurt you, or they do something that you feel is out of character and not right, that's when the pain comes in, because you guys disagree. So just trying to step your game up a little bit more because, like you said, you know, Jay Diggs, the devil will use your family to try to put you in some mess and even try to use your family to separate it. It could be something as small as toast. I didn't ask for butter. I asked for jelly.
Oh.
And that one thing, let's talk about your mate. Let's go to mate because let's make it personal because this is the person that you share your feelings with emotionally and physically. We get up in the morning, I say, baby, can you make me some toast? I want some jelly on it. It made like, all right, they get up, they go make the toast. They so excited about making toast for you, so they make you some cheese eggs and some sausage. But they forget, they didn't give you orange juice too, but they forget that you asked for jelly and not butter. You bring it to them, you like, I didn't ask for butter, I asked for jelly. This person is instantly feeling like you ungrateful bastard. How dare you come at me sideways like that, and I'm trying to do my part, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do in this house, and you're going to talk about it, something as small as jelly? So now their feelings is hurt. You frustrated. Now y'all going through the day not talking and carrying on, and if you it's stubborn, and if you feel like you're right, it can go on for weeks to months. But I said all that to say this, making amends. Even if you feel like you ain't, that you was right and your mate did something to you, break the ice anyway. Send a text. Hey, baby, just text me to say I love you on my break. This is a break text. I love you anyway. Or, hey, boo, I was wrong for coming at you like that this morning, and I'm woman and man enough to say I apologize because I'm not your enemy. That's just with your mate. Because ain't nothing like being in your home and you and your mate mad at each other and y'all two ain't talking. That sucks. That tension.
Yeah, ain't nowhere
sucks,
to go.
Yo.
Ain't nowhere to go.
Go.
I'm going to sleep in the garage. You know, piss me off. I'm going to sleep in the garage.
Yeah, and I'm going to sleep in the garage. I'm going to sleep on the couch. You know, I'm not going to be nowhere where I don't want to be around you. But the bottom line is you still love this person. No matter what happened that day or no matter how you may feel, you still are in love with this person. You just don't fall out of love one day. Now, that's just for your mate. And you got to think about it. You don't need the kids to be getting caught up in y'all little funky attitudes after everybody get home from work and school. We don't need that. So making that amends is very important, especially if you do decide that you're going to leave this woman or this man. Make amends before you go. I ain't just got to get kicked out the house, or I ain't just got to leave you with all the bills. Look, in another 30 days, I love you. I need to sit down and talk with you. In 30 days, I'll be moving. So I'm stacking all my papers to go ahead and move on with myself. Just do a little bit professional. That's all I'm saying.
For sure.
Now, that's personal.
If we all did that, you know what I'm saying, like, the world would be a better place. Because you got to think about, like, you know, what you doing with your mate, not saying you, but in general, what we all do. We do with our mate, and then, you know, when you leave that mate, say, go to work, you know what I mean, you carrying that baggage that your mate gave you to the workplace, and you affecting everyone else around you. Because you having a bad day, because at home, your home life is all screwed up, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And your children, like you said, the children, and then they take that and they go to school with it. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
So it's like a domino in a sense. It's like a domino because it spreads the negativity throughout the universe. So, you know, we gotta definitely, you know, look inward at ourselves and say, you know, these are things that we are guilty of doing. I know me, I'm very guilty. You know, I'm extremely guilty. You know, I ain't saying much, so I'm guilty as I don't know what. But, yeah, my back hurt from sleeping in the car anyway. But, you know,
go get in the car, fool.
Yeah, and it's cold over here, so, you know, I'm not just, my back don't just hurt, I'm sniffly. But, yeah, you know, it's stuff that we all got to work on as people, you know. We gotta look inward, and that's the thing that I want to add to the conversation, you know. And I mean, honestly, real talk, all the way 1,000 people, we got to stop looking and blaming the other person. We got to look inward, and we got to say, what am I doing to perpetuate this negativity. You know, it's real easy to say what the other person's not doing and what they how they're at fault. You got to look in the mirror and say, you know, what am I doing that's so wrong? When I raise my voice at that person, does that make them get bigger and make them feel good about themselves, or does it break them down? You got to kind of, like, think about what you do, you know, everything you do. Me, I throw my personal, you know, my own flaws out there. I get angry, you know what I mean? I just get angry, you know? Like, I raise my voice, I get angry. And that's something that I strive and I struggle to work with, and I pray to God for the temperance, like, every single day I work on that, you know, because that's all you can do. But the point is that you realize that this is something that you are affected by. You know what I mean? This is your weakness, your weak point, because we're all flawed human beings. So we have to all look at our weaknesses, and that's when God knows and God blesses you when he realizes that you're trying to do something about your weakness, you know, and you need to get with him and get the strength and whatever it is you're lacking in from him. He'll work for you. But when you, like, just trying to look at the other person and say, oh, you did this and that and the third, God's not going to like, God don't like that. God doesn't want his children bickering. That's what I call it. I call it bickering. God don't want
his children bickering. We
and
do
bicker.
Yeah,
like, we bicker a lot, you know, all the time. We just, you know, what are we really mad at each other for? Is it really that important? You know, like, it's all bickering at the end of the day.
And, like, I like what you just did. You got honest. And when you said that, I had to get honest with myself, too, because I'm a cusser. I'm a cursor. I would listen.
Are you? You be on the phone.
Yes.
Man, these MF kids, god dang it, just going off for 5 minutes. And I be sitting there like, this is just the most beautiful person I've ever met in life, and then this ugly, where's his voice?
Ain't out of nowhere.
She's so regal and queeny and all. She's like a queen to me, but then this voice come out of her, it's like a witch. Just
Yes, and you are right. I have
so
been working too. Yes,
so
it's like night and day. It's just like night and day. I have been working for a long time to get rid of that chick. Her name is Lachey. I got multiple personalities, three of them. It's Ebony, Ebony's the mother. I know. It's Ebony, Ebony's the mother. Ebony's the caretaker. Ebony's the wifey. Ebony's the queen. She is royalty. She greets her man as king, and she greets her son as young king. And then it's Diva. Diva is the go-getter. She's a worker. She's an entrepreneur. She's a radio personality. She's a CNA. She's all that. And then you got Lachey. Lachey is baby B. She just blacks out. Like, she gets to the point, and I've been trying for years, and I've got a lot better, too, word up. I thank God for that on today. But you got Lachey. Lachey is the thug. She is a true thug, and she will set it off like Queen Latifah set it off the movie, and she's a monster. So once I start blacking, I'm feeding her. She likes drama. Something is wrong with that chick. But as me being the individual, I have dominion over her. She doesn't have dominion over me. See, I have control over her. I have to step back and look at myself and say, you know what, pull yourself together. It is not that serious. It is not worth this blackout, and you blacking out is not going to get you nowhere. It was at a time in my life where I just like cursing. Like, I just like to cuss. I like to cuss people out. I like to use a curse word in every other sentence, but that is not queen. That's not queen behavior. And it took for me to be around some real queens and real kings to show me the way. So making amends is very important, you know, as far as with your mate and as far as with your kids, too. Let's go ahead and bring Genius in this thing here. Let me go ahead and get my king up in here because he's here, too. And he knows for a fact how sweet I am. And he knows the other side of me. But he always educates the beast in me. Let me bring Genius in here. What's going on, King?
What's going on, Queen? Salute, salute.
salute.
What it do, man? Genius, man. My big homie genius, a.k.a. Esteban, a.k.a. the brainchild, the man that know everything, that teach me everything I know, even though I'm not in school no more.
Man, I wish I knew everything.
You know everything I
knew. I wish I didn't know everything.
We're talking about this thing here, Genius, about making amends, and, you know, the new year is coming in real soon, and a lot of people have been hurt, personal and professional, and we just want to encourage people on today to make amends. What's your feedback on this thing right here?
Well, I mean, that's a good thing, man, but I will say this. It start with yourself. Make amends with yourself, you know, first. You know what
for
I'm
sure.
saying? Everything starts in it. It starts inward and works its way out. You know, so you got to start with yourself first. So if you can't make amends with yourself, then how can you really make amends with somebody else?
That's true.
That's what's up.
But when you say make amends with yourself, are y'all saying, like, forgive yourself for saying something or doing something out of pocket or just forgive yourself, period?
First you have to look at yourself. You have to assess yourself. You know, understand yourself, know yourself, you know, and the more you know and understand yourself, the more you'll know and understand others. So if you can't do that with yourself, then it's kind of hard to make amends with other people, you know, so we have to work on the issues that we have within ourselves, you know, and once we reflect on that, then the rest is easy.
Yeah, I give you examples, Diva. Let's say, because we got Genius on the line, let's say I said something that offended him, that was disrespectful, and he took it as disrespect. So, you know, I've offended him. I'm the one that committed the wrong. And at that point in time, it's up to him to be the one to say, you know, you were wrong in that case, but I'm going to let this go because maybe you didn't mean to be. Maybe it was unintentional. Maybe you didn't know you were disrespecting me, you know, or better yet, I'll give you a chance to explain yourself, you know, and if you, at that point, then you act like, I don't care, you know, I know what I did. I meant to do it. Then, you know, it's on Genius at that point to say, you know, I'm going to handle it how
smack
I handle
your food,
it,
y'all.
You know, and be it's on Jesus at that point to be like, I'm gonna be cool and go my own way. But at the same time, when he's by himself at that point, he's telling himself, you know, I'm not gonna let this tear me down as a person. I'm not gonna let this make me mad. I'm not gonna take this energy and get mad with my mother or my girl, my kid, my, you know, whoever else. I'm just gonna bury it right here and there. Like, I'm not gonna deal with Jay no more. Because he's disrespectful and he doesn't care about, you know, he just knows he's disrespecting me. And I'm just going to go my own way, but I'm going to leave the negativity where Jay was at. Which also goes back to just, like Genius said, you know, it involves you knowing yourself. And, like, you know, sometimes you got to say, like, well, why did this hurt me? You know, why was this disrespectful to me? You got to understand why you felt disrespected to even, because, like, you know, you could feel like something was disrespectful, but then you stop and think about it. Well, it really wasn't that bad. Maybe they didn't mean to do it, you know, and you kind of give them that grace. That's what I want to call it. You give them the grace and the benefit of the doubt. Like, maybe they didn't mean to step on my toe. Maybe they didn't mean to, you know, knock
step on my Air Force Ones.
Well,
yeah, sometimes I see a lot of times
brand new Air Force
out the box. They didn't mean to step on my Jimmy Choo shoes, my red bottoms, I cut you. But here's the thing. I like what you said, maybe they didn't mean to, because I was reading a book called Overcoming Rejection. And usually when a person rejects you, it's not anything personally against you. 9 times out of 10 is something that they went through before you. Something before
exactly.
They even get to you. So, you know, it's just, I guess it's us, you know, tightening up our big girl and big boy drawers and panties and not taking everything so personally and so serious.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
a person.
let's look at, you know, apply to the relationship level. You gotta think, like, you know, the person that you get involved with on a relationship level and a personal relationship, your mate, you gotta think, like, what did they go through before they met you? You know, how many times have they been cheated on in life? And that's what made them insecure or not trusting or, you know, not willing to open up. You gotta think about that, you know, and that's things that you gotta explore. They also have to explore, like, maybe I don't trust him because I've been hurt in the past, you know?
Yo,
I
want to
talk about
that one.
What happened?
I want to say that again, James.
Oh, no, I was saying you opened up a big door with that one, though. Because
the reason I say that is
the other thing that we have to stop doing is carrying baggage, you know, and if we accept ourselves and take care of the issues within ourselves, then we won't bring those into our current relationship. Or better yet, why not take care of self first before bringing somebody into a situation when we haven't, you know, conquered our fears within ourselves or our issues?
Exactly.
Some people don't know how to get rid of baggage, and one of the ways to start to get rid of baggage is to make amends, to forgive that person who has hurt you, so you can let go of that pain, because you're constantly holding on to this pain and these memories, these last memories, of course, because it's fresh, it's recent, it just happened. But a lot of us don't know how to let go of baggage because we still stuck on that memory and what has happened to us the last time we talked to that person, the last time we seen that person. Whoop-de-whoop, this is what I remember of you. So every time I think about you, all I can think about is you lying to me or you doing something to me and you hurting me. And I'm still stuck on that because I haven't talked to you about anything after that. So I'm stuck in that position, which caused me to hold on to baggage. And I definitely want to talk about this topic with Coco and Ice-T. I've seen this article, and big shout-out to Nicole Bitchy. She posted it, and it was up on my feed, on my wall, about what's going on with Ice-T and Coco, because I just felt like they was the power couple and they was meant to be together. We're going to talk about that after we come back from this hot track by Space Age Age. Matt Twain is on there. Tony Lyric is on there, and it's produced by Dope Ass Music. Dope Ass Music is on there, too. Let's get ready, y'all. Let's go.
East and West. Tony Lyric, J. Big, it's the world. Buzz Bizarre, Dope Ass Bizarre Music. What's fucking with us? Nothing?
Nothing.
We ain't coming to that though. You already know. We came here to party.
We came here to party. So I'ma spin this dance while you move your body. It's a party, baby.
So sip some, get your mind right, and put a sack on that ass that you grind right.
We came here to party. So I'ma spin this dance while you move your body. It's a party, baby.
So sip some, get your mind right, and put a sack on that ass that you grind right.
Yeah. I'm from PG, but ain't shit young about me. Except for maybe the cars and all this money around me. 100,000 got the top of rock running around me. I make your girl rain, now I got your honey drowning. But fuck the life jacket, all my niggas might snatch it. Shawty like rappers with ice flashing and ice rattling. I'm with my niggas on the weapon, sound right slapping. Red down head to toe, it look like bragging. But man, we just came here for the recipe, like Kendrick say. Bitches weather and the film, I chop the weed. Got Coronas with lime, broad popping ecstasy. It's all cake, kids. So say it ain't no ecstasy. Cuban on the left, Kush on the right, head high, eyes low, putting on the night. DMV to the bay, got him fucking with her. So what's left to say except how many coming with her?
We came here to party, so I'ma send this cash while you move your body. It's a party, baby.
So sip some, get your mind right, and put a sack on that ass if you grind right.
We came here to party, so I'ma send this cash while you move your body. It's a party, baby.
So sip some, get your mind right, and put a sack on that ass if you grind right. Searching for a car, there's so many to choose from. 50 shades of black, skinny one, thick one, some with too much back. VIP
nephew was popping, so I stepped in. She was checking out my swag while ignoring her friend. She was eager to buy me a drink, so I let her. Sex became topic even though I just met her. She wasn't looking for marriage, neither was I. She wanted dick. Turned to her friend, say goodbye from the club to her condo. Yeah, we did it all. We caused earthquakes, tsunamis, and waterfalls.
We came here to party. Thomas been attached while you move your body. It's a party. Thing.
You know, y'all, it's Steppy Game Up Saturdays. This is your girl, Diva Ebony B, with Space Ace J, a.k.a. J Biggs, rocking Steppy Game Up Saturdays. Ow.
Man,
I
got to shout out my man, Tony Lyrics, man. That's my boy. I'm so proud of that little dude, man. That's my little brother, man. That little dude. Man, Dope was right, man. He lays the dag on track, man. I got to shout the boy out, man. That's my dude, man.
He laced that track with fat shoelaces.
Yeah,
my God.
I just, like, every time I hear that man sing, man, I just get put a smile on my face, man. Just knowing, me being personal, like, knowing him personally and just seeing how far he done came, man, I'm just like, you know, proud of that boy. Big shout out, big shout out to that man. I'm all speechless and fluttered, man.
Text him and tell him to call in. Text him and tell him to call in because we gonna play it again.
He's listening on the internet.
He's gonna play again.
He listening on
the
internet.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, he's
in the chat room.
Boy.
Is that him?
I'm going to tell him to get in the chat room right now, man, because that boy...
Yeah, Tony's in the chat room. So, Tony, make you a profile so I can know you in there so we can chat, King.
Yeah, definitely salute to him.
Yeah, man, that's my boy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, be on the lookout for, you know, well, you got, you know, you just heard the We Came to Party featuring me, Mac Twain, Dope Ass, you know. Shout out to Dope Ass for another, you know, dope beat, you know. Well, he put out a lot of dope beats. Yeah, that thing right there. Shout out to Color Me Bad, too. You know, they got the Color Me Bad sample on there. But, keep on lookout for Tony Lyric, man. He's doing big things in 2013, you know. But back to, you know, the topic, speaking of 2013, let's talk about making amends, man. So we're going to carry these grudges into the new year and hold ourselves up from the new blessings that we could be receiving. Got to get rid of that hate, get that pain out your heart, you know, make amends, you know what I mean? I want to talk about, like, you know, just to your boys, you know, or in this case, females, your girls, you know, like, you know, with your friends, you know, you have issues and you have it out and whatnot, and, you know, if it's salvageable, if it's beneficial to you, you work it out or whatever. Ladies, let's stop fighting over, like, you know, men. Let's stop fighting over, you know, your man, you know, or whatever. Or in that case, boy, because you fighting over a man, he's obviously a boy because he's playing both of y'all against each other, ruining your friendship. Men, let's stop fighting over girls, man. Let's stop fighting over insignificant, trivial things, trivial matters. Men, you know, fighting over men fighting over the same girl, or girls fighting over the same boy, dude, you know, y'all both had kids by him. Let's stop doing that, man.
Hey, can I get here, Queen? Can I get
for
a
sure,
really
man.
Quick? Sorry, Jay-Z. You know, I just wanted to. I got something to say.
Yeah,
you know,
for
you
sure.
know what I'm saying? The first thing on the Tony lyrics, shout out to my man. I said it before, and I say it again. My man made that song. I don't care how hot me, you, and Mac Twain was on that song. That hook made that song. Shout out to him, and that's the reason why I wanted to get y'all on another track. That's the first thing. Second thing, when it comes to your friends, I had a friend for 20 years that I had to let go over some fuckery. I forgave him. It's in the past. But it wasn't a mutual beneficial friendship. It was a friendship out of convenience and longevity. So a lot of times, it was my eyes were open, and I was like, okay, well, I forgive you, but we're not on the same wavelength anymore. We've already grew apart, and this is our time for us to go our separate ways. And a lot of times, that's very hard to do, you're saying. So it wasn't out of anger. So sometimes you don't do stuff out of anger, but in reality, even if you've been with somebody for 20 years or not, sometimes you just got to let it go. And you're saying, my new group of friends, you're saying, we have a lot more in common, and there's a lot more support. It's not just because we grew up together, you know what I'm saying? So that's why
man, I'm glad you could get that off your chest, man, because you making it an interesting show, man. I mean, I want to make sure that I'm very clear with everybody. I want to make sure I'm clear, so I'm gonna explain. I'm gonna break it down. I'm not telling nobody to come out here and like, you know, we gotta kiss and make up. You know what I mean? Because we got 20 years together, we got 10 years together, we've been in the sandbox together, we fell off the monkey bars together. I'm not telling nobody to do that, and it's not beneficial to you. And that person is holding you back from realizing your true destiny, what God called you to do on this earth. You know what I mean? If that person is detrimental to you and your brand, your image, your reputation, whatever you want to insert in the blank, if that person is detrimental to you, what I'm saying to do, don't move away from them and carry that F them, F this, and that mentality. Move away from them. But be happy that you're getting away from them, and be happy that, you know, give it to them in a way where it's like you let them know, look, I mean, it's not benefiting me to be your friend. I got people I had to let go, you know what I mean, and whatnot, because it wasn't good as a friendship. It wasn't good on the business. It wasn't good at all. It was nothing was good about it, you know what I mean? And they went, and they out there in the world somewhere doing their thing or whatever they doing, mm-hmm. and I'm doing my thing here live on Step Your Game Up Saturday on Diva Spot Radio, and it is with this. But I don't have that F them mentality. I don't have that, you know what I mean? Because God, and real talk, I'm gonna say this just like this. God knows what's in your heart. So mm-hmm. if you running around screaming F so and so under your breath, and you get behind closed doors, you think God don't hear you? He hears everything. You know what I mean? 20 years, 10 years, 30 years, the sandbox, the kickball field, whatever you had with that person, don't lose your reputation and kill yourself behind trying to keep a friendship that's not growing and prospering, and you can't prosper from it. That's what I'm trying
and
to
it can
put,
be,
get out there.
And it can not only hurt you, it can be very detrimental if you think about it. Look at the football player. What's homeboy name? It was a nice-looking
family. Are you talking about Cuz shot himself or whatever? And
okay. He shot himself, just had another he shot his wife, and left the baby.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you said we had
man.
Another one. King,
yeah, it was another one on the Cleveland Browns. Unfortunately, did the same thing. You know, we need to wisen up. You know, Jay touched on something real good. I mean, my motto is, you know, either you helping to move, you know, things forward, or you holding the situation back. And if you holding the situation back, then, you know, I love you, but I love you from a distance. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But what I need is things that's helping me to move forward. Forward progress, forward thinking, forward motion. That's what it's about. You know what I'm saying?
And then once you become that F person, when you going to carry a bad attitude around with you, nobody else wants to work with you. I don't want to work with nobody that's mad at the world. That's why I still got submissions in the emails and two or three other emails, because you're mad at the world. I can't take that. I can't take that into my next generation. I bust my ass every day to bring the generation and the youth back. I was just on the bus the other day. It was like 6 young kings on there. Nice looking young kings. And they kept saying nigga. And I just had to stop in the middle, in the back of the bus, and say, y'all not nigga. Y'all kings. I want y'all to change that right now. And I just basically told them to change their whole shit up. Because they were so young. They were so bright. They were trying to push up on the girl. But, you know, you could tell how the media has got to them. So I felt it was my duty, just like stopping child abuse. I'm stopping nigga them abuse. That's what let me write that shit down.
No, we definitely got to educate them. And, I mean, I feel you on that, Queen. I'm on that every day with people. I can't stand it. I jacked somebody up that was sitting there walking around with his hands hanging down. You know,
yeah,
it's not cool. We're turning our heads to too many things that we shouldn't be. We need to be educating these youth. Stop raising ignorant kids. Oh, my God, please stop raising ignorant kids. I pray for that every day. Educate yourself before you have some kids.
And
that way you can instill the right things into them.
And that right there ties into my next point, which basically, you know, I'm just going sum it all up real quick, you know what I'm saying? Just, you know, people, and this might just apply strictly to just African-American people of black descent like that, you know what I mean? But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, my people, I feel like we need to make amends with our history, you know what I mean? Our past and where we from and whatnot, and not let that influence who we are called to be, you know what I mean? We don't have to come out here and be ignorant and follow the trends and whatnot. I'm gonna be real honest right now, you know what I mean? And I'm no disrespect to you know, the rosters